Nothing glows post 763. Each new morn, new widow's howl, new orphan's cry, new sorrows strike heaven on the face, and no one seems to pay for them. This is what the world feels like right now. Justice needs clear resolutions. It needs moral compensation. It requires the awful nature of terrible, purposeful choices to be described and the perpetrators held to account, to pay the cost of the suffering they have created. Putin has murdered Ukrainians for 120 days and counting. Xi Jinping's genocide of the Uyghurs continues unabated year after year. The torture centers of Assad in Syria continue to function. No one knows how many civilians have died as a result of U.S. actions in Iraq and Afghanistan. Hundreds of thousands. Bush, Cheney, Rice, Trump, Obama too bear responsibility for those deaths. Another mass shooting in Highland Park in Chicago, following Uvalde, following Buffalo, following a list of places that would fill this page and more, and yet the gun manufacturers, the NRA, six justices of the Supreme Court, and the politicians who block legislation go on, unafraid of consequences. One understands why so many movies are made about rough justice in the form of vengeance being delivered by flawed avengers. On the screen before us, all the vile perpetrators of human horror die. In the audience, we think that he or she is just like us, screwed up but righteous, like them within. Our goodness glows like uranium in the dark. We want what they do. Justice will always be imperfect, but it is never revenge. Instead of the movies, instead of real moral and legal action, we see the impunity of the powerful, and we see law deformed, debased, twisted into whatever serves their purposes. In the light speed of our daily news feed, atrocities pile up and compound and settle like sediments, already turning into rock after a few days. Rock feels nothing. It cannot remember. It goes on, inert, being crushed by the monthly, yearly deposit of more savagery. Nothing glows in this darkness.